Today on KUMD, we welcome a very special guest, Amy Ray, half of the Indigo Girls. As here in Duluth, we are gearing up for Sunday's Water is Life Festival at Bayfront Park. And thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thank you.
Well, as listeners and fans know, the Indigo Girls have been playing together and recording hit songs for over 30 years. And you two just keep it coming. And you've just released a new project this summer, a live album with the University of Colorado Symphony Orchestra. Tell us a little bit more about that. What was it like?
Well, we started playing with symphonies about, I think, probably about 4 or 5 years ago. We had some folks help us with getting arrangements written and scores for all these, for about 22 songs. And we would just go around and play with, you know, different cities' symphony orchestras. And you get there the day of the show and you go through the whole show one time. And they're typically, you know, just such great players that they can just pick up on it and do it that night. Read music, you know, and the conductor is really the key, you know, bridging kind of that world of pop music with the world of orchestral music and symphonic music. So we've just been doing it for a while, and at some point we really want to make a record and document this part of what we're doing. And we played with the University of Colorado Symphony in Boulder, and we were just really moved by them and loved the way they approached the music and their dynamics, and they're in a really big age range, which was important. Well, we proposed to them recording a record, and we went back and did a live show with them, and we recorded both the rehearsal and the show, and then put together a record from those two events.
How fantastic. It seems like it's something that a lot of artists have done, Bob Dylan to Paul Simon, and orchestras really reaching out and bridging the gap.
It's a natural step in some ways to kind of go for that and see your music in a different light and give it more dimension, sort of be a challenge at a point in your career when, you know, when it's important to challenge yourself. And so I think, you know, artists do that. They get naturally curious about what it would be like. And also it's, I think the arts, the classical arts often get, you know, underfunded and not, they don't get this community support and the exposure that they deserve sometimes. And so it works for both of us, you know, like we find a new audience in some way and they find a new audience and it re-excites people about classical music and the root of music and what we're doing. And it serves a lot of purposes.
Well, congratulations. And you're playing constantly out on the road, and I see you playing some shows with the fantastic War and Treaty.
Yeah.
How incredible is that, sharing the stage with them?
It's pretty incredible.
They have a lot of energy, and they just played in Winnipeg, so I was up there, and it was an incredible show.
Yeah, they are special folks, and, you know, we were pretty excited to get them to go on the road with us because we heard they would be interested and we were very flattered, you know, and it's just been all good. They've, you know, they set this whole dynamic in the space that they're in of just of joy and energy and also thoughtfulness about the times that we're in. And it's just powerful. You know, it's like going to church or something, you know? So for us, it's incredible because we can watch it, you know, the show before we go on and we've made friends and, you know, it's a really good thing. It's all good.
Well, let's talk about Honor the Earth. You're coming to Duluth on Sunday to play the 6th annual Love Water Not Oil Tour. It's at Bayfront Park and celebrating Water is Life Festival with music and community. But this is not just another tour stop for you. Share with our listeners your involvement with the Honor the Earth. It's the mother of this festival.
We, back in the 90s, we met Winona LaDuke in the early 90s at an Earth Day event. And Winona was just very moving and compelling to us and had a lot of poignant things to say. And so we talked to her after the show and we proposed working together in some way. And then kind of she came up with this idea of starting this group that would be sponsored by the Indigenous Women's Network and the Indigenous Environmental Network and a group that was called the Seventh Generation Fund. and us, and we created this group, and our purpose being to fund Native-run and led environmental groups and cultural sustainability groups, and also to do project work and go around and try to build a bridge between non-Native and Native communities and fill that void in the environmental movement where Indigenous communities weren't getting the representation that they deserved back in that time. And yet they were doing some of the most precedent-setting work, and some of their battles were grassroots, very effective and impressive battles against environmental degradation and corporate irresponsibility. So we teamed up with Winona and started this group, Honor the Earth, and we've just always raised money and done project work and done different, we've done everything from 4-week tours where all we do is raise money and go to different communities where there's issues happening, to just like festivals like this where it's one show and we're really talking about, you know, one major theme, which is water is life. And on the heels of a really important decision by the Public Utilities Commission to grant the Enbridge the right to sort of move forward with this Line 3 pipeline, they still need to get, I think, about 29 other permits. So the battle's not over, but the environmentalists sort of lost the first round, and even in the face of a huge percentage of people being opposed to the pipeline. So it's the start of the next round, which I think, you know, could be won, one little battle at a time, but it needs a lot of public support, and Honor the Earth needs support in order to support this. So we're going to go up there and try to raise some money and have a good time at the same time, and a lot of other great people playing. Annie Humphrey's playing, and Sister Tree is playing, and Chastity Brown's playing, and it's Emily's birthday. So we're going to celebrate her birthday, too.
Oh, what a great place to celebrate.
Yeah, well, Duluth.
You know, people might think you're just bringing a famous name to a cause, but really this mirrors longstanding folk traditions of telling hard stories and carrying the torch for people and lifting up voices. What do you think when I say that you are that tradition, that you are that history?
Well, I think that we've had the way paved for us by a lot of great people before us, you know, Buffy St. Marie, and who's still kicking and out there touring and doing amazing work, and, you know, Joan Baez and, you know, Bonnie Raitt, a lot of great activists. So we look to our mentors, and we've seen how they've done it, and we've used them as inspiration and just kind of keep going. And the whole point is to amplify the voices of the people doing all the work in the trenches, you know, and there's a lot of Native-run organizations and Native-run movements that are very empowering and do very wise ways of strategizing and doing the work that they do. So we like to amplify those voices.
You two bring a lot of heart to the stage from your songs of protest and justice and human rights. Can you tease us with a song, what we might be likely to hear on Sunday at Love Water Not Oil this weekend?
No, oh, we never know until we get there what we're going to play. We just, seriously, we get there and we feel the space out, and then we just figure out what songs we're going to do. So we'll do things from all of our different records, and we'll probably try to team up and get some other people on board and do some group sings and stuff like that, and, you know, just make it fun. It's supposed to be fun. You know, music is, it's a celebration. It's also a protest. It's also, you know, just a way of gathering together and feeling good about each other.
Well, thank you, Amy Ray. You rock. And we'll see you this Sunday at Bayfront Park.
Yeah, it's going to be beautiful. Thanks a lot.
Amy Ray there from the Indigo Girls. The Indigo Girls are playing in Duluth here at the 6th Annual Water is Life Concert presented by Honor the Earth on Sunday, July 22nd at Bayfront Park. The Grammy Award-winning folk duo Amy Ray and Emily Saliers are the Indigo Girls, and many more, playing to raise funds and awareness about the Line 3 replacement battle and to ask you to love water, not oil. Hey, stay tuned. You still have more chances to win tickets to the show here on 103.3, The Duluth Alternative.